created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 5, Influenza. We will now move on to influenza and delve into how it spreads, symptoms associated with it, and treatment and prevention methods. You may see some points that were mentioned in the cold sores lesson, but it goes to show that similar tactics can help with different illnesses. How it spreads. The most common way influenza spreads is through airborne droplets, such as when a person coughs, sneezes, or blows their nose. One can also contract the illness by touching objects previously touched by a person who has the flu, and putting his or her hands in their eyes, nose, and mouth. However, this is not quite as common. You do not necessarily have to be close enough to a person where you are touching in order to inhale the droplets. They travel up to 6 feet away. When a person is most contagious can vary greatly. For most, it is 3 to 4 days after symptoms have begun. Others can infect individuals a day before symptoms occur or more than 5 days after symptoms occur. The moral of the story is, you never truly know when you are contagious, so as soon as you suspect the flu, begin treatment to get onto the road of recovery. Symptoms: fever or chills, headache, body or muscle aches, fatigue, loss of appetite, dry or wet cough, congestion or runny nose, chest pressure, shortness of breath, swollen lymph nodes. Symptoms of the flu can be mild or severe and can sometimes even lead to death. This is why it is important to recognize and treat the flu as soon as possible. Treatment. For treating the flu itself, the best treatment is rest and drinking plenty of fluids. To help lessen the intensity of some of the symptoms you may be experiencing, consider antiviral drugs by prescription, pain relievers, humidifier. Specific fluids that are known to help keep you hydrated for non-commercial use. The flu are water, coconut juice, fresh juice, sports drinks, soup, broth. Prevention. Of all the respiratory viruses, the flu is the only one where a vaccination is offered. You will have to weigh the risks versus the rewards to decide if it is best for you. But it is an option to help prevent you from getting the flu or lessen its intensity if you do get it. Risks: redness where the shot was given, soreness where the shot was given, headache, contracting the flu. Rewards: reduces risk of hospitalization due to the flu, reduces other medical risks for those with chronic conditions, lowers acute respiratory infection in pregnant women, protects those around you. If you do get the flu, there are things you can do to help prevent the spread to others. Be fever-free for 24 hours before coming in contact with other people. Created with free version for non-commercial use. Frequently wash your hands with soap and water. Use hand sanitizer. Cover your mouth and nose when coughing and sneezing. Case study. Although he isn't feeling well, Drew came to work so he can work on a project with a nearing deadline. Jake approached Drew and immediately told him he looked like he had the flu. Drew giggled and said he didn't know the flu had a certain look. When Jake walked away, Drew thought to himself he was having body aches, chills, fatigue, and loss of appetite, and that maybe he should set up an appointment to figure out what was going on. Shortly after, Jake approached Drew again and said, "Just in case you do have the flu, be sure to drink a lot of fluids, as that will help flush the flu out of your system." Later that day, Drew went to the doctor, who confirmed he was suffering from the flu. He prescribed Drew an antiviral drug and sent him on his way. Drew also took Jake's advice to drink plenty of fluids. Within several days, Drew was feeling better.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.